and to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the mountains, and to the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpe. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them, and chased them unto great Zidon, and unto Mizrephothimaim, and unto the valley of Mizpe eastward. And they smote them until they left them none remaining. And Dalian, and Mizpe, and Joktiel, and Mizpe, and Kephira, and Moza. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together, and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together, and encamped in Mizpe. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpe. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpe of Gilead, and from Mizpe of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. And Jephthah came to Mizpe unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child. Beside her he had neither son nor daughter. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, unto the Lord in Mizpe. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpe. Then said the children of Israel, "Tell us, how was this wickedness?" Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpe, saying, "There shall not any of us give his daughter unto Benjamin to wife." And the children of Israel said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the congregation unto the Lord?" For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to the Lord to Mizpe, saying, "He shall surely be put to death." And they said, "What one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpe to the Lord?" And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh-Gilead to the assembly. And Samuel said, "Gather all Israel to Mizpe, and I will pray for you unto the Lord." And they gathered together to Mizpe, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, "We have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpe. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpe, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpe, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them, until they came unto Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone, and set it between Mizpe and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel, and Gilgal, and Mizpe, and judged Israel in all those places. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpe. And David went thence to Mizpe of Moab. And he said unto the king of Moab, "Let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you, till I know what God will do for me."